This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
Today is Giving Tuesday, aka hashtag Giving Tuesday. It started as a small social media campaign and has grown into a global push for charities and service organizations to raise money before January 1st. Last year, nearly $50 million was raised. Henry Timms, executive director of the 92nd Street Y here in New York City, started it all. Henry, give me a sense of what is happening today.
On Giving Tuesday this year, you're going to see everything from people making donations online to blood drives to coat drives through to a campaign called Gaming Tuesday, where the gaming community around the world is getting together to help support Save the Children.
I was just talking to somebody yesterday about this, and they said that they felt almost like the ecosystem of giving possibilities was confusing for them in a way, like they wanted one place to go to find a solution, if that makes any sense. What would you say to somebody like that? I mean, do you have tips for millennials who want to donate but don't know how or something?
My experience of millennials is they're pretty good at working out for themselves what they want to do. But I think I would give three kind of overarching ideas. One is, I think there are some really interesting organizations, like an organization like Donors Choose, where they offer a lot of feedback. Donors Choose in particular is an organization that really gives you a direct connection with the people you are helping. So I think organizations like that are really helpful. I also think something, if you're thinking about philanthropy for the first time, is thinking about doing something non-digital. I think one of the things which a lot of people will find very meaningful is not simply the online activations, but go and volunteer. Go be a part of something, go to a coat drive, go give blood at a blood drive. Find a way of connecting in human form around giving. Because I think especially when we spend a lot of our time online, something like Giving Tuesday, I hope, can be a good prompt for people to get offline and connect with their communities and engage in ways which are meaningful to them.
What do you hope for 2, 3, 5 years from now?
Well, we tend to go 1 year at a time with Giving Tuesday, but I tell you what we're excited about. I think what's so interesting as giving is shifting is we are seeing people especially connect with their peers and connect with different communities around giving. So giving can sometimes be quite a solitary act. So, you know, we write our check to the organization we care about most. What I think is beginning to get exciting is the way that people are using social media in particular to use giving to reaffirm the way that they connect to communities. Because after all, one of the things about giving is, of course, you do something for somebody else, but you do something important for yourself too. You move yourself closer to someone in need. You move a step closer to someone who needs your help. And I think especially at this time of year, that's something which a lot of people find very meaningful.
Henry Timms is executive director of the 92nd Street Y. Henry, thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed. And I wish everyone a very happy Giving Tuesday.